The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Get me up. I gotta find Morgan.
Don't try to speak. Here. Let me help you sit. There you go. Yeah. No need to stand up until you're ready. Good. Can you drink some water? Here. Just try a sip. It's okay. It's okay. Take it slow. You have all the time in the world. Do you want to hold the cup? Try it on your own. That's it. Careful.
Something's wrong with my hands.
It's perfectly normal. It just takes a little while for your brain to regain control over your body. Take a few minutes and let your body regain its equilibrium, that's all.
From what?
Therapy. ECT. Yes. Hello, Charlotte.
Thought I would check in on the new girl.
Aren't you sweet? Charlotte, do you mind helping Karen back to the ward? I really need to get back to my station.
It'll be my pleasure.
Thank you, Charlotte.
I suppose I owe you an apology. I know I could have warned you about ECT, but what would have been the point? I didn't want to frighten you. Some of his treatments may seem cruel, but Dr. Hayes is a brilliant man, and no matter how it may appear, he really does have our best interest at heart. I can help you back out to the ward if you'll let me. You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. I'll understand. Well,
Charlotte?
Yes, dear.
How often does anyone leave the hospital?
Discharged?
That's right.
Not very often. Some of the women were placed here by their families and will probably never be released. Others, the schizophrenics, the MDs, manic depressives, you can tell by looking at them, will probably never leave. Not every illness has a cure.
What about you?
How long have I been here?
That's right.
2 years? A bit more.
My God, how do you stand it?
I should ask you the same thing about life on the outside. Things are so peaceful here. It's a sanctuary. It really is. ECT can be intimidating at first, but it neutralizes all the...
So when do you think you'll be discharged?
I could probably go tell Dr. Hayes I'm ready and he'd open the gate.
Then why don't you?
Why would I want to? Karen, stop looking at this as a punishment. This is a hospital. We're receiving medical attention. Why can't you appreciate what he's trying to do for all of us? I'll get out when Dr. Hayes thinks I'm ready. But you see, he's a perfectionist. He has very high standards.
Looking at the this magnificent architecture, you might think you are on the campus of an Ivy League university, or perhaps the manicured estate of British nobility. But this place of exquisite beauty is, in fact, the Central State Hospital at New Canaan. A city unto itself, the hospital is situated upon 120 acres of land and has its own fire department, power plant, barber shop, and dairy.
Dr. Hayes? Dr. Hayes?
Yes, is something wrong?
Nothing wrong. It's just that we have a limited amount of time in which...
Just a second. Lester?
A limited
can
amount
you...
of time today. And I...
Can you kill it, Lester?
I think it would be a more constructive use of our time to discuss the particulars of your grant renewal.
Sure.
Since I only have a few minutes to visit today, I hope to discuss the results of your latest work. What's gone on in the last 90 days, what to expect in the next 90. And still have some time to talk about new directions.
New directions?
How would that be?
Anything you like.
I read with great interest your paper, Abolishing Consciousness Through ECT. Do you plan to publish?
Yes, I'm trying. So far, I haven't had any luck. But...
Severe delusion. Paranoia. Schizophrenia. Have you found that the treatment has any positive effect upon the patient? Well, or is it simply neutralizing the symptoms?
Well, neutralizing the symptoms of mental illness is a positive effect, don't you think?
Well, to a degree. But the goal should always be the elimination of the cause of this erratic behavior. If your objective is to neutralize, it seems you could just prescribe some Thorazine and get the same effect. The point is, we know the effect of ECT. Applying more of the same isn't research. We know it flattens the brain waves, but it doesn't really do anything to attack the problem.
I'm not sure I agree.
Let me ask. Have you been doing anything different since receiving the SIHE grant than you were doing, say, 6 months ago?
Well, it's allowed us to enlarge our staff and increase the frequency of treatment.
Because the impression I'm getting... Excuse me for interrupting. The impression I'm getting is that you're applying SIHE funding toward the general operational costs of your ward, and not applying it toward specific new research.
Being in the medical field, I'm sure you can appreciate how cautious you have to be when introducing new forms of therapy.
We appreciate research that aligns with SIHE objectives. We appreciate results that come from this research. We would appreciate it if you would focus on new research. It is not our business to underwrite a facility's day-to-day operations. I'll tell you now that if that's how you plan to spend the next 90 days, we won't be able to continue to support your work in New Canaan.
Understood.
Besides, CCT is so blunt. It's like performing surgery with an axe rather than a scalpel. It lacks precision, control. Here's my problem with ECT. You say you want to, abolish consciousness. If you want to clean out the brain by wiping the slate clean, you risk erasing all the valuable data stored inside. The knowledge, the memories. You see where I'm going here, don't you?
I think so.
And what do you put in the empty space? Anything. Have you ever thought about the name of our organization? The Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology. Human ecology. Think of the mind as a garden. ECT is like a tiller that churns the soil. Wouldn't it be better to have pulled the weeds, as it were? Selectively. Remove the harmful growth that's crowding out the healthy thoughts, so that we could then harvest the fruit of the mind.
But when you say harvest, I don't understand.
Maybe gardening wasn't the best metaphor I could have used, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. Instead of erasing the contents of the damaged mind, let's try to open it up. And look around. Decide what's worth keeping and what should be thrown away. Yes?
Yes.
And if you decide to till the soil and mulch everything and, you know, make the ground fertile again, you have an opportunity to plant a fresh crop, a healthy crop, in its place. Have you planned for that? There are ways. I'll send over a paper from one of our members. Now, how old are you, Dr. Hayes?
Me? I'm 52.
Oh, 52 is not so old. You still have time to do something great. You just have to think like a 26-year-old again. Remember that? Sometimes when a doctor has spent too much time in the same ward, his vision narrows. He loses touch with his ambition. Let's roll back the odometer of your career, Hayes. Give you a second chance to do something. Something big.
Good afternoon, ladies. In about 30 minutes, we'll all walk over to the dining room. So please visit the washroom now if you need to tidy up. In a moment, Dr. Hayes will be coming through the ward with a very important guest. I'll expect you to be on your best behavior. And yes, I'm looking at you, Irene. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello, Karen. Glad to see you've gotten your land legs again.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I help you with something?
Sure. Maybe. Would it be possible for me to make a phone call? I mean, is there like a procedure where I can request to make a phone
call?
Patients
are not allowed to use the telephone. I'm sorry, Karen.
Well, there must be some way to communicate with the outside world.
If you need to speak to someone outside the hospital, ask Dr. Hayes in your next interview. He will consider the request and take the proper action. Okay?
It'll take 5 minutes. 2 minutes. Look, the phone is right there. Come on.
Karen, if you need to speak to someone outside the hospital, ask Dr. Hayes in your
next... All right, I heard you.
Electroconvulsive therapy is just the first step of the behavioral process because it's the most aggressive and reliable neutralizer of conscious thought. But the effect is short-term. And treating every patient every 48 hours puts a strain on our staff, not to mention our electric bill. So, you and Cameron up in Montreal, he's having excellent results with sleep therapy. Ever heard of him?
The society is well acquainted with Dr. Cameron's research.
Brilliant mind. So, encouraged by his success, we've stocked up on phenobarbital and have set up a sleep room right here in New Canaan. First one in the southern U.S. There's one patient there at the moment. Neurotic, excitable, prone to bursts of hysteria.
You have a sleep room.
Would you care to see it?
Dr. Hayes, you are just full of surprises.
Right this way. I only have one patient under the sedative right now. She's 3 days in.
Certainly looks peaceful.
It's a deep, restful sleep, I'm sure. And we'll be constantly monitoring her vitals and adjusting the dosage along the way.
And you'll keep her under...
Next round of ECT is Friday. We'll wake her up, feed her, and treat her, and put her right back under.
And you hope to replicate the success of Dr. Cameron's experiment?
That's right.
And then?
Then?
I'll caution you not to dwell too long in another man's shadow. Cameron's work is remarkable. We'll give him that. But it's his. How will you leave your mark? What will be your treatments? How will you apply them to make a name for yourself? Food for thought. That's all. If you don't mind my asking, Dr. Hayes, is there a reason you apply your more experimental therapies to women?
I've found, and I think the research supports this, the female mind is more supple, more malleable than the male, which tends to have developed a stronger resistance. Whether it's culturally enforced defense mechanism or just the genetic proclivity, the jury is still out. I mean, if you prefer that I treat male patients, I suppose I could just start...
There's no need to be defensive, Dr. Hayes. It aligns with what all our doctors seem to have found. And where would medical research be without the lab mouse? White, complacent, obedient. Just remember that the lab mouse has been conditioned to be the model patient. Just remember that at a certain point, it will be necessary to apply your methods to a less cooperative subject.
This is an interview with patient Myers Karen. The date is October 23rd, 1962. Also present is ward head nurse Virgie Wilburn. So, Karen, how have we been getting along? You seem to have come through your first ECT treatment okay. If you feel sore, Charlotte or one of the girls can show you some stretching and bending
exercises. Why do you call it ECT?
Stands for electroconvulsive therapy.
Why don't you just call it shock treatment?
Because that's not what it is. We use ECT to help wipe off the mental slate, what we call depatterning. Gets rid of the clutter and noise. But if you want to call it shock treatment, be my guest. Any other questions? We have a variety of therapies in our medical arsenal, each one tailored to the specific needs of the patient. Yesterday, you asked me about a timetable for your release. The truth of the matter is there are no shortcuts. The treatment takes time. But to encourage the process, I need two things from you. Your cooperation, not just with me, but with the nurses, the attendants, the other patients. And the second is honesty. Absolute honesty. If you help me, I can help you.
Okay.
Since we last spoke, I've had a closer look at your file. To be honest, there are things in your file that don't add up. And frankly, I'm not quite sure why you're here and not in a prison facility. I do intend to take this up with the state, but before I do, I want to get your side of the story, okay? You were in a hotel room when Ronald Grant was pushed through a window. Actually, let's be honest, thrown through a window to his death.
I didn't throw him through the window.
Obviously. But I'm sure you can shed some light on the circumstances of the incident. Why were you there?
We were there on a date. Doctor, you know why we were there.
That's right. So why be coy about it? Date. Beyond having a sexual liaison for money, was there any ulterior motive in taking him up to the room? Robbery?
No.
Is the motel a clip joint? Get a man drunk, cold cock him, then take his wallet? Only Ronald Grant had a tolerance for liquor and sex. You're the bait, and someone else does the dirty work. The other dirty work.
There was no one in the room but Ronald and myself, and I didn't touch him.
No? Just how much did he pay you not to be touched?
I mean, he touched me. You might say that was the whole point of going up
there. And afterward? after your romantic date had ended. Was Wild Grant so dissatisfied with the experience that he just jumped through a plate glass window? Didn't open it first, didn't even open the blinds, just took a running start and...
That's exactly how it happened. Swear to God.
Did the police ever find the person they were looking for?
Who?
Your accomplice. Or were you the accomplice? How does that work exactly? When you were arrested, you told the police you had a get-out-of-jail-free card if they would just call the number on the card.
What was that about?
Oh. So is this just something the police fabricated for their own amusement? Did they call the number? Whose number was on the card, Karen? And if they called the number, why did you stay in jail?
There's no card. That's ridiculous.
I mean, in a way, it doesn't matter. The details of the crime are not pertinent to your treatment here. Neither is your guilt or innocence. I honestly don't care whether you did it or not, but what does matter is your willingness to cooperate, to be honest. That is pertinent. That's what I need from you, and that's what you're refusing to provide. Every question I ask, whether it's big or small, you refuse to answer. You don't even bother to make up lies. How are we going to have a productive interview session if you won't participate?
Because all you want to ask me about is the fucking crime.
Because that's the one thing you refuse to talk about.
You want me to bare my soul? I'll bare my soul. Get out your notebook. I'll tell you about my shitty childhood, my creepy cousins, my abusive uncles, even my school teachers. I'll tell you about running away from home at 15. The first time I popped pills, lost my virginity. Turned a trick, got my face pounded in, got my arm broken by some angry John I wouldn't let defile me in ways you couldn't imagine.
All right, that's enough. I'll tell you
about the things that made me who I am. For better or worse, I'll tell you what I had to do to stay alive on the street. The people I had to depend on for safety. But I won't. I won't tell you about what happened in room 512. So of all the things, that I'm willing to share with you, if that's the only thing that you want to know about me, one night, you can save your fucking breath.
Well?
I mean, ask me about me. About me, and I'll tell you. But please, please.
Okay. I guess the battle lines are drawn. This concludes interview with Myers, Karen.
Hello again, Hayes. I thought we had covered everything.
Oh, thanks for coming out. I really appreciate you coming by.
I can only stay a minute. I need to get to the airport by 6 if I'm going to get back to Ithaca tonight.
It'll just take a minute. I would have met you at the airport, but it's hard for me to get away.
No, it's not a problem. If it's important enough for you to call me back, I figure it deserves my attention.
It is. I think it does. I mean, you'll want to hear it. I've put a lot of thought into what we were discussing last time. And I have some ideas, some forward-thinking ideas, that I think the society might be interested in having me explore.
Spoken like a proper 26-year-old, Hayes. I'm all ears. Tell me.
If we think of the mind in analytical terms...
No.
But bear with me. Tell me if I'm on track. The psychoanalyst must base his treatment on what the patient is willing to share through memories, dreams, and the details they choose to share, right?
That's right.
Well, maybe the patient wants to share every detail, but they are limited in their own memory. For every dream they share, there's another one that they're unable to recall. So the psychoanalyst cannot treat the patient until they're able to break through this filter and determine what the patient is really thinking.
We're not funding Freudian research. You know that, Dr. Hayes.
Suppose we remove the filter. Break down the patient's mental resistance, whether it's one they've erected or one their subconscious mind has erected, and we look inside. We crack open the head and get the unfiltered truth that lies within. Imagine the possibilities.
If a doctor were capable of breaking down that wall, there is no limit to what he could achieve.
Yes.
And that's the kind of doctor the Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology would support. To the absolute limit. Tell me more. It's a great idea in theory, but I need specifics.
I have a patient who's harboring a secret. She's tough, sharp, fully functioning, but uncooperative.
And that patient's name?
Let's just call her Karen.
Okay. You said something about a secret.
A very big secret. Criminal. One that'll put her in state prison if I can get it out of her. The police couldn't make her talk. The state prosecutor couldn't make her talk. I think I can make her talk. In fact, I'm sure of it.
Are you sure you should be involving yourself in a criminal case?
Only to the degree that benefits her treatment. I can crack her open. I know I can.
Crack her, Hayes?
By combining several of the newer, more aggressive theories, we can retrieve a very specific, targeted piece of information.
Wow. Who is this new Dr. Hayes who stands before me? This man of ideas. Consider your grant proposal approved. I'll have the necessary signatures by the end of the day tomorrow. Record everything if it works. The SIHE will want to know every detail.
I will.
And if it doesn't, we wouldn't want to know a thing about it.
Understood.
It's a lot of resources to dedicate to a single case. Have you considered the mechanics of a more widespread application of your therapies?
I haven't yet. I'm still refining the method.
It's never too early to think about where you would take this once it's perfected. While the SIHE appreciates the value of lab mice, we want to support therapies that can be applied on a broad spectrum of patients to accomplish a variety of objectives.
Yes. I don't see why not. I see this as just the beginning.
I'll be honest with you, Hayes. I'm starting to like what I see in you. The society was starting to have its doubts, but I'm glad I stood up for you. Put her there. Let's get started. Oh, just one last thing. Hope you don't mind. The Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology does not assign projects or even recommend specific areas of research. We simply invest in projects relevant to progressive psychopharmacology, psychosurgery, and research, and share in the knowledge that results. And that should about do it.
Good morning, ladies. We hope you had a relaxing weekend. On behalf of Dr. Hayes and the nursing staff, we look forward to a week that is peaceful and productive. Our ECT cycle will get underway momentarily. Please tend to any personal business you need to finish up before we get started. It's Monday, the 25th of September, and it's going to be a glorious day.
Good morning, Miss Wilburn.
And how are we today, Charlotte?
Oh, fine.
That's great. Is there something more on your mind?
No, everything's just... fine.
Okay. Well, as you can see, I've got a lot of paperwork to sort through before
it's Monday, and ECT is about to begin.
Yes?
Monday morning is... well, Monday morning is my time. For one-on-one time. With Dr. Hayes, remember? Has there been a schedule change? Because... you said you're about to start ECT,
Charlotte.
And I don't know if there's enough time.
There's been a slight change of schedule. Okay?
Okay.
Being a new patient and someone who's been put here by the state, Karen is going to command more than her share of Dr. Hayes' attention. For a while, at least.
How is that fair?
fair?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how is that fair?
Charlotte, please don't take it personally. Don't get upset.
I'm not upset. I'm sorry, I'm not upset. I'm really not, okay? I'm not.
Just bear with us, Charlotte. You'd be doing both Dr. Hayes and myself a great consideration if you'd just be patient.
I only want to help.
I know that, Charlotte. And you always are so helpful.
I just don't want to, you know, not at my own expense.
Why don't I talk to Dr. Hayes later today? Tell him what a generous thing you did by giving up your interview time so that Karen could get the treatment she needs. Let him know that this is a sacrifice you were willing to make.
Sure.
How would that be?
I guess that would be...
I'll do it as soon as the ward is clear after ECT. Okay?
Okay.
How are we doing, Verdre?
Just fine. I've almost sorted through today's schedule and wondered if... Charlotte?
Yes?
Will you excuse us, please?
Of course. Sorry.
Thank you. Doctor, she's worried that Karen has taken her place on the interview schedule this morning.
We can't let her start getting overly sensitive again, or we'll never get her off the ward.
Thank you for your patience, ladies. We're ready to begin. And we'll start with Roberta and Carol. Please come up.
Yeah?
I love my wife, Rose.
All right, well, when you decide what you want to say to me, come on back.
If you think you can seduce Dr. Hayes and get what you want, forget it! He is a good man, better than the likes of you.
What do you know about good men,
Charlotte? I know a good man when I see one. I am married to the most wonderful man in the world, and I'm privileged to be the patient of one of the finest doctors in the profession.
You know him that well, do you?
I do. Stop laughing. Why are you laughing?
You can put your claws away, Charlotte. I'm not going to steal your beloved doctor away from you.
That's not at
you
all
want him?
What...
You're welcome to him. I'm just playing the game.
What game?
The survival game. We do it all the time on the outside. Figure out how a man wants you to act, and then react accordingly. I'm not saying let him own you. Just make him think he owns you. And buy yourself the freedom to operate independently. But don't let him change you. Don't let any man change you.
Oh, Karen... You'll never get out of here with that attitude.
Wake up, Buttercup. I figured out more about your Dr. Hayes in 2 weeks than you have in...
2 years.
2 years, Charlotte. Listen, I know Dr. Hayes better than he knows himself.
That is ridiculous.
Educated man. Good Christian man.
That's right.
Bursting at the seams. Someone like him won't come out and say what he wants, but he'll drop hints. He tries to find a way around the moral and ethical barricades so his conscience can stay clean while his ding-dong gets nice and dirty.
Go on.
Oh, you've noticed something.
Hurry, we don't have much time.
A brute... like Grath, you know exactly what he wants, so you're always prepared. But a man like Hayes, he keeps his desire hidden, buried so deep inside of himself that he doesn't even know it himself. And when it finally starts to ooze out, it won't come out through ordinary channels.
You're disgusting! Just because you're a whore, don't try to smear Dr. Hayes with your filth!
Ask any working woman. The most dangerous creeps on the street aren't the pimps and the drug addicts.
No?
No. The real degenerate is the do-gooder, the white knight, the reformer. You think I'm saying this to be cruel, to hurt you.
Why else would you?
To warn you, stupid!
Elaine and Charlotte, please come up.
Don't call me stupid.
Okay, poor choice of words, but I'm only trying to explain to you for your own... Hey!
Charlotte.
Come on.
We're waiting.
Come on, Charlotte. Charlotte!
There you are, Charlotte. It's not like you to keep us waiting.
I'm sorry, but I was talking to Karen and she...
Up on the gurney. What happened?
Karen, she was saying terrible things about Dr. Hayes, comparing...
What's that?
Oh, well, she was making terrible insinuations about you. She was implying
that you... Are you going to start on this again?
No, I think she's up to something. Listen, I think she's going to try and trick you.
Not now, Charlotte.
I am trying to be helpful.
I know you are, sweetie. Bite down on this. Okay? We're set.
Give.
Karen and Neva, please come up.
My turn already?
What were you saying to Charlotte just now?
Oh, you know, girl talk.
She seemed upset.
Is that my fault?
I won't have you hurting her, okay? We won't allow it.
Jesus, all right.
Charlotte is...
Virgil, what's going on?
Coming.
I'm sorry. Okay?
Hop up on the gurney.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that all about?
What?
What were you saying to Charlotte that had her so upset?
Nothing,
huh?
Really.
I think Charlotte was feeling a little jealous. Her emotions got the better of her. Would you say that's accurate, Karen?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's keep the female hysteria to a minimum, shall we?
Yes, doctor.
Bite down on this.
Okay.
Set.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.